This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two or three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 626, entitled Turning Biconscious Masculist Sons Against Their Monoconscious Feminist Mothers. Description. This flyer introduces a new masculine strategy to persuade monoconscious feminists to convert to biconsciousness. Masculists hate monoconscious feminists for their bigotry, labelling them MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, and employ various strategies to convert them to biconsciousness, for example, by targeting their monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, teaching these boyfriends masculism, so that they become biconscious and then become disgusted with the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends and dump them. This flyer introduces the idea that a similar logic can apply to sons who are biconscious to their monoconscious feminist mothers. Masculists threaten these monoconscious feminist mothers that if they don't become biconscious faster than their sons, then their biconscious masculine sons may reject them, which would be powerfully emotionally traumatic for a mother who grew that son in her womb for 9 months and raised him for 2 decades. The threat of losing her son due to her monoconsciousness would be a powerful motivator to convert her to biconsciousness. Now the flyer itself. Turning biconscious masculine sons against their monoconscious feminist mothers. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Most masculists are biconscious. That is, they see that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too, in contrast with what the feminists have been saying for the past 6 decades of their gender political monopoly, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and that women are the oppressed. Masculists, biconscious masculists, see feminism as a deeply misandrogynocentric ideology that preaches to women and to society that gender oppression is a one-way street, which says nothing to women about how women oppress men. Masculists claim that not only do women oppress men, but that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, which makes them far more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. For example, to masculists, even rape, which is one of the worst ways that men oppress women, is seen as small beer in comparison with the worst 3 ways that women gender criminalize men, namely with manslavery, divorced rape, and forced fathering. Anyone of either sex, when examining what these big 3 do to men, usually becomes convinced that indeed women do oppress men worse. But most feminists today, July 2023, are still monoconscious. That is, the only gender politics that they know of is feminist, which teaches them to be feminazi bitchy, since the only gender oppression they learn of is feminist, which tells them that men oppress women. So, of course, they become angry at men for male oppression of women. To biconscious masculists, this feminazi monoconscious misandry is pure hypocrisy, since masculists know that women oppress men worse, given women's many horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men. To overcome this monoconscious feminazi hypocrisy, it's very much in masculist self-interest to convert monoconscious feminists to biconsciousness by teaching these women masculist ideas, making these women conscious how horrible the gender crimes are that women commit against men every day. Thus, it is to be expected that the politically minded masculists are out to change this monoconsciousness of feminist to biconsciousness, and the masculists have devised various strategies on how to do this. One obvious one is simply to put up videos on the internet on masculist ideas for women, for monoconscious feminists to read, so that they can educate themselves into masculist consciousness. The problem with this approach, however, is that most women, most feminists, aren't interested in reading about men's issues, about masculist complaints about women, interpreting such masculist complaints as just more male misogyny, and hence these women just dismiss these complaints. Recently, there have been several female masculists who have come out of the woodwork, who are saying much the same thing that the manosphere has been saying for the past decade. They are getting on the internet and getting millions of hits and are reaching women in their millions simply because what these female masculists are saying is coming from women, so other women listen to them. Obviously, masculists like having female allies who are reaching more women, teaching women to be more bi-conscious, since these female masculists are reaching hugely more women than are the male masculists. Such female masculists are, for example, Just Pearly Things, who has had far and away the largest number of hits on the internet than the other female masculists. Others are Femme Sapien, Jedediah Biller, the vivacious Italian-American who talks like a machine gun, Sarah Moore, the therapist, etc. As the months go by, more and more women are listening to what men have to say, since in many respects these women are forced to, since 99.5% of women are heterosexual. So even the most rabid of feminazi is still dependent on men for her sex. But a recent stat in the US showed that 60% of men under 30 now choose not to even date women, in brackets, let alone reject marriage and paternity due to the toxicity of divorce for married fathers since the fluffy feminists took over the divorce courts in the 1970s, close brackets. These young men are saying that modern young women are now undateable, utterly brainwashed with monoconscious feminist ideas that make them insufferable to men, who then choose to ignore them totally, 60% of them under 30. The masculists have other tactics to persuade monoconscious feminists to convert to bi-consciousness. One is to threaten monoconscious feminists with the loss of their boyfriends slash partners slash husbands if these women remain monoconscious, by targeting these women's monoconscious male feminist boyfriends, by teaching these men masculist ideas so that they become bi-conscious. If these men's feminist girlfriends don't become bi-conscious faster than their now bi-conscious boyfriends, then these feminists' monoconsciousness will seem bigoted and misandrist to these bi-conscious boyfriends, who will become disgusted and then dump their monoconscious feminist girlfriends, forcing these women to rot on the shelf. These bi-conscious boyfriends will then prefer to have relationships with bi-conscious feminist girlfriends, since bi-conscious feminists are much nicer to be with for bi-conscious masculists, since these women lose their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness, since they have had their monoconscious anger at men for the ways that men oppress women cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. Being less feminazi bitchy, these bi-conscious feminists are then a lot more approachable and much nicer to be with for men. So these women are much more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend and thus be loved, sexed, orgasmed, babied and kept company. These women are thus a lot happier as a result, and the dumped monoconscious feminists are very conscious of this, and that fact will be a powerful argument to persuade them to also become bi-conscious, since women are powerfully influenced by what other women think, given women's herd instinct, rather than thinking things through and coming to rational decisions, which is more of a male trait. Now for the topic of this flyer, a new idea, a new approach to persuade, to push monoconscious feminists to convert themselves to bi-consciousness. It's similar to the threat that bi-conscious masculists exert on monoconscious women by targeting the monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of these women, by teaching these boyfriends masculist ideas. These targeted monoconscious male feminist boyfriends also have mothers. So the bi-conscious masculists are also targeting these male feminist monoconscious feminist mothers, telling these mothers that if these women don't become bi-conscious faster than their sons, then they may face the same kind of risk of being dumped by their sons as by their newly biconscious maskless boyfriends. Biconscious maskless see monoconsciousness as ignorance, hypocrisy and bigotry, and have no patience with it, and often exclude monoconscious feminists from their social circle. Since mothers, monoconscious feminist mothers, are still mothers, and hence deeply emotionally attached to their sons, whom they grew in their wombs for 9 months and raised for 2 decades of their lives, will be horribly emotionally distraught by the idea that their own sons might reject them, cutting them out of their son's social circle if these mothers remain monoconscious. The horror of this possibility will motivate a lot of monoconscious feminist mothers to motivate themselves to learn some maskless ideas so that they can appeal to their biconscious maskless sons that they, the mothers, are not monoconscious feminazi bigots, MFBs, so despised by the biconscious maskless. Once these biconscious maskless sons are persuaded that their mothers are indeed biconscious, then they will not reject them for their mother's monoconscious bigotry and misandry. Thus, the biconscious maskless have a powerful new tool to use to persuade women, that is mothers, that is monoconscious feminist mothers, to bother to learn some maskulism so that they become biconscious feminists who are a lot less likely to be rejected by their own sons, their biconscious maskulist sons. Maskers can use this very powerful emotional argument with older women who have grown sons, who have become biconscious maskless, who do not take kindly to monoconscious feminazi bigots, MFBs, and punish them so badly that these women are effectively exterminated, since they are forced by men, masculisted men, to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at for being hated monoconscious feminazi bigots, MFBs. Thus, the biconscious maskers now have another intellectual tool to add to their maskless ideological armory, namely the idea to target monoconscious feminist mothers, terrifying them that if these mothers don't become biconscious, they will risk losing their biconscious maskless sons, who will reject them and disown them as mothers due to these mothers' monoconscious misandrist bigotry. Such a rejection is deeply emotionally traumatic to a mother, a monoconscious feminist mother. So if she was to keep her son, then she had better get off her fat, parasitic, monoconscious ass and learn some masculism to become a civilized, biconscious human being. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 620+ Maskless Flyers for Men's Studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.